And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 19th of October, 2017. It's the anniversary of the surrender that ended the American Revolutionary War, Yorktown, Virginia, 1781. George Washington was up at West Point, New York, north of New York City that summer. The British were expecting him to attack New York City, which he'd been planning to do, but when he learned that the British forces were building a naval base down in Virginia on the Yorktown Peninsula, he decided to march his army all the way from New York to Virginia and trap Lord Cornwallis and capture his army. It was a bold move. They had to move 400 miles on foot, headed from New York City to scare the British, get them to prepare for an attack, and then quickly moved south, marching every day from 2 in the morning until it was too hot to continue. Lord Cornwallis learned that Washington was coming, but he chose not to escape. He thought his troops would be evacuated by the British Navy, didn't realize that the British ships had already been routed by a French fleet from the south. So he simply sat there and watched as Washington's troops surrounded the city and began a siege. They bombarded him for several days, then got word that Cornwallis would surrender. England did not have enough money to raise another army, and they appealed for peace, and 2 years later, the Treaty of Paris was signed, and the war was officially over. It's the birthday of the novelist David Cornwell, who writes under the name John Le Carré, born in Poole, England, 1931, author of best-selling spy novels The Spy Who Came In From the Cold and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. David Cornwell, who served in British intelligence and wrote about spies not as sexy, daring men like James Bond, but tired, lonely men who barely trusted their own government more than they trusted their enemies. His father was a con man. He worked fraudulent real estate deals, had millions of dollars in gambling debts, was in and out of prison on fraud. So Cornwell was raised mostly by his father's various girlfriends. David Cornwell, John Le Carré, said, "I think that my great villains have always had something of my father in them." And it's the birthday of Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, D.C., 1962. After college, moved to London, fell in love with a British man, and she lives there still. Author of the huge bestseller Girl with a Pearl Earring in 1999. Here's a poem by Paul Hostovsky, One Ambition. All I ever really wanted was to whistle with my fingers. I knew I would never be the one up on stage, blowing everybody away with beauty, brilliance, virtuosity. But to be the lightning inside the thunderous applause, to have the audacity and the manual dexterity to make a siren screeching through a dark auditorium, to be the killer hawk in all that parroting, pattering rain, to be finally the very best at praise. Now that was something I thought that if I gave my life to, I might attain. One Ambition, a poem by Paul Hostovsky from Is That What That Is, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.